this is F1 Debrief, there's a definite change in policy here. On this show, we discuss the FIA's breaking news, putting your sport before the planet, and just what is a global reflection. Okay, you've dragged me away from prepping for my next exam. What can possibly be so important?
What can be so important is that word on the street is that Formula One refueling is returning out of the blue, with no warning, with no preparation. The bombshell is dropped upon us on this fair Friday afternoon / evening, such that we have to quite literally stop the presses, hold back on what we were doing, and go all in and discuss Formula One, because some things are so big and so important, they just have to be discussed by Side Podcast. We are not back. Don't make it, you know, don't get too excited. We had a side with Joe last week. We're doing another podcast this week. This is not the return, but this is big news.
We have been campaigning for the return of refueling since it went away. And here it is. And yet, I'm not feeling quite so sure about it now.
Oh my goodness. Just as a quick recap, when refueling was ditched at the end of 2009, and we witnessed some pretty terrible racing at the beginning of 2010, Side Podcast took a break.
We had a strop.
Not massively dissimilar from the break we are currently on. No, by the way, we are on a break.
Then we had a strop. Now we're just a tiny little bit busy.
Well, what happened was that what we discovered was once refueling was removed from the equation, Formula One races became somewhat predictable. Thankfully, the powers that be recognised that and introduced the drag reduction system, which allowed some overtaking to return to Formula One. The suggestion at the moment appears to be to reintroduce refueling without changing any other rules. So it will be DRS plus refueling in 2017, which should be, well, that's going to be interesting.
The reaction I've seen on Twitter and other social networks has been mostly negative. People don't want refueling to return. Maybe that's just the people that I follow. But I thought I would be more excited than I am. And I like refueling and I would like it to come back. I can't really see how it fits in the current way Formula One is. But more than that, it's just a bit embarrassing. It doesn't make any sense because they said it wasn't safe and it wasn't good for the environment. And neither of those two things have changed. And yet here it comes.
Yes, there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of reasoning on this decision. So the FIA have put out a press release which describes an exchange of views on the current challenges that F1 faces between all stakeholders. So that's Formula One management, the FIA, and the nominated teams who represent, who are allowed into this group.
Not so, Force India.
Not everybody, which is apart from anything else, inherently unfair. But if we disregard that, that's a discussion for some other time in some other year. But these people have got together, and this is what they've decided. Which is, it is out of the blue, it is left of field. But what is important is that at least they recognise Formula One does face some challenges. The viewing figures are suffering. The sport has been met with an awful lot of apathy this year from fans and interested parties alike. And they are at least attempting to address some of these issues in these decisions.
But as always, it feels just like panicking.
It does a little
bit. There's something wrong with it. What are we going to do? Oh, I don't know. Let's go back 5 years.
It is turning back the clock, isn't it? And you're right. None of the causes or none of the problems that existed that brought an end to refueling have been resolved. I do wonder if those involved in Formula One have taken a look at Formula E, which is currently going about its business as an all-electric racing series and is arguably the future of cars and motorsport. And I wonder if they haven't looked on enviously and thought, well, we can't do that. So let's just forget the environment. Let's forget all the things we were trying to do to make a difference and just go all out on noise and spectacle and just explosions and just, you know, forget anything that's important to the world because we cannot compete on that level now. We've been leapfrogged by Formula E and that's already gone.
Yeah, because the other things they've said is faster cars, 5 to 6 seconds drop in lap times, reintroduction of refueling, higher revving engines and increased noise and more aggressive looks.
Which is almost the exact opposite of Formula E. And it does feel like it's to hell with the environment, to hell with the world. We are a racing series and we're no longer going to be relevant. We're no longer going to try and fit into the world.
But they could
exist despite it.
They could do it, though. I mean, all those clever people, they could make Formula One even better than Formula E if they put their mind to it.
Oh, totally. As we saw, there was a Formula E race this past weekend, and the cars didn't have the guts, didn't have the drive, didn't have the energy to get up the hill and do a full lap of the Monaco Grand Prix. So they ran a truncated circuit, but that will improve. And Formula E is in a better position to build on that than Formula One would be. And imagine, could you imagine the fuss if Formula One went all electric? You witnessed what happened when they went from V8s to V6s. There was an absolute outcry when, you know, people couldn't hear the engines, or, you know, the engines were slightly quieter than before. Imagine if it was silent and they brought in a DJ. I think Formula E they've nailed that sector and that audience, and I don't think Formula One can compete with that.
The thing is, there was outrage, but all you have to say now is just wait a couple of years and they'll bring them back again.
Yeah.
It can be the argument for any outrage ever. Just wait. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll dial back the clock. We've got sparks back in Formula One. Turbos are back, and now we're bringing back refueling. I think, though, I mean, our reasons for despairing at the loss of refueling was ultimately that you need as many variables as you possibly can to make a motor race interesting. And it doesn't really matter whether those variables are natural in terms of the environment, the weather, whatever, or if they are forced and put in place with manipulation of rules or whatever to create those kind of variables.
It matters to some people.
Well, it does. Okay, but ultimately what you want is the start of the race to have enough variables that you couldn't necessarily predict the outcome. And reintroducing refueling brings back another variable. And that is important because you can then have split strategies. You could have cars starting light, pitting early, pitting multiple times if they need to, and then running a different race from a competitor who goes long and runs a completely different strategy, and then they meet up at the very end. It can lead to some confusion, and you need decent commentators to explain it to the armchair fan. But what you gain from that is unpredictability. And that really is what Formula One is missing. That's one of the current challenges that this group of people have to address. There is a inherent lack of unpredictability in a motor race when all the cars are largely the same, all of the competitors are largely as talented as each other, and there's not enough inputs or enough variety of inputs to mix it up on a regular basis.
Because it was the end of refueling, and then it was all about the tyres. But now it's not so much about the tyres, because when the tyres were softer and they exploded, obviously that wasn't safe. So they made them harder, and now they don't have very much impact at all. And so we're left with very processional races again. So I can see why they'd have to do something. But actually, talking about the tyres, there's another thing they want to do next year for 2016, because all the refueling stuff is for 2017. But next year, they propose a free choice of the two dry tyre compounds out of four that each team can use during the race weekend. So I'm not 100% sure what that means, but I assume it means each team can pick any of two of the four that they like. So we could see all four during a weekend.
Well, that right there is the potential for another variable. If you've got four tyres available to choose from instead of two, then that's more, you know, there's a more potential for split strategies.
The tyre supplier, Pirelli, they weren't so keen though. There's a quote from Andrew Benson on the BBC. He said, Pirelli said at the weekend that it had reservations about the idea, but bosses have ignored this and voted it through.
Because...
what do Pirelli know?
Well, there is that. The thing with bringing in more tyres is it brings in a lot more expense. At the moment, Pirelli have to produce enough tyres to supply every driver for the period of the weekend. And if instead of having to bring two, they have to bring a potential four for each event in advance, that's going to increase their costs.
I guess it depends when the teams have to select by, but at the moment, Pirelli choose three or four races at a time, don't they? Mm. So they know well in advance. That also doesn't work with the whole environmentally friendly thing as well.
It doesn't. It's to hell with the environment. That is what I'm hearing from Formula One. Stuff it. We'll just make as much rubber as we need. We'll create as much waste as we need and as much noise as we want, and we'll just burn fuel into hell with everybody. That's definitely the takeaway. But in return, you'll get a Formula One that's worth watching. And that is ultimately important. Very important, because at the moment it's questionable whether it really is worth tuning in for. There have been some processional races this year. The viewing figures are on a downward trend.
According to the F1 broadcasting website, the Spanish Grand Prix in the UK had its lowest ratings since 2008.
That is terrible, and that is a problem, and that obviously needs addressing. Refueling is a peculiar way to address that problem, but who am I to say that it's wrong, especially as I desperately didn't want them to get rid of it.
Yeah.
In the first place, in the end, I think I came to the conclusion that it was ultimately the right decision, despite the fact it took away from our enjoyment of Formula One.
Yeah.
I think
the safety of it really, you know, hits home when you see some of the incidents that have happened and how
pit lane fires and things.
Yeah. It does make sense not to have it. So I don't know how they think they're going to have rectified those situations.
They're not.
That it's suddenly going to be safe.
No, they want more fire. I'm pretty sure that what the organisers are looking for is a lot of explosions and a lot of danger, a lot of risk.
Yeah, the sparks, that is more fire,
brilliant,
isn't it?
Yeah, so bring back sparks into Formula One. And then once you have these dangerous sparks, also bring back refueling, because that's going to work out really well for you.
At the end of the FIA press release, there were a couple of other things. It says, a few other measures have also been discussed, but require further investigation before they can be implemented, which makes it sound like everything else they've decided. They know exactly how that's all going to work.
Right. Okay. But they're still working on some more things. This is worrying.
A global reflection on race weekend format.
No idea what that could possibly mean.
That sounds like business speak.
Okay.
Global reflection.
They're going to sit back and think about it a lot.
I guess it means they might want to change up the format, but all the races in the different countries have their own unique needs. Like Monaco on a Thursday.
I wouldn't mind if they compressed the weekend. I wouldn't mind if it happened in 2 days.
Like Formula E is all in 1 day, isn't it?
That's maybe a little bit too compressed. I like the idea of a weekend format, but maybe if practice and qualifying were on the same day, or qualifying moved to Sunday and practice, all the practice happened on Saturdays, that wouldn't be a terrible change, because everybody is, you know, we're all pushed for time. Us perhaps more than most at the moment, but if fans had to make less commitment to Formula One, then you might find more casual viewers.
Also, measures to make starts only activated by the driver without any outside assistance.
All good. We need more of that. It needs to be less handholding in Formula One. The radio chatter has changed for the better in the last season and a half, with less guidance coming across the radio to the driver. And the more the driver can be seen to be doing, the better for everybody.
Yeah, and there have been rumblings from people in the paddock that the drivers, they won't say it, but they're a bit not bored, I guess, but the driving of the current cars is less interesting than it used to be.
That is entirely understandable. And the more interest you can provide them, the better.
It also says, furthermore, in light of the various scenarios presented by the independent consulting company mandated by the F1 strategy group, which that sentence carries on, but does that mean they're outsourcing their strategy? They can't even be bothered to talk about how they're going to make F1 work anymore. Let's get someone else to do it.
I don't know if they can't be bothered, or that together they cannot make a single useful decision.
Right.
So, but outsourcing strategy, that's a new one.
They say a comprehensive proposal to ensure the sustainability of the sport has emerged, which, if it includes the things we've discussed so far, I'm not sure how that's sustainable.
It's not sustainable for the people who live on this planet. No, but it is sustainable for the sport. There's a definite change in policy here, I believe. I think we are witnessing a brand new Formula One. Coming from the statement, assuming that these proposals go through, of course.
We might witness a brand new Formula One if the F1 Commission approve it, and then it has to go in front of the World Motorsport Council, who are meeting in July.
Okay, so it's not a done deal yet. Maybe the plan is to be seen to be doing something, and then they'll gauge the reaction from fans and the like.
Sometimes they take fan thoughts on board, and sometimes they don't.
Yes.
Double points being one of those things.
We'll see how it goes. Well, yes, we'll see how this pans out. I mean, I'm excited. Are you excited by this? I think I'm looking forward to Formula One in 2016 and 2017.
I think I need to know a bit more about how it's going to work, but it's definitely piqued our interest. I mean, we're doing a show when we said we weren't going to do any shows. So, you know, something's going in the right direction.
It strikes me that the worst possible thing that anybody could do right now is nothing. It's clear that change needs to happen. It's not obvious what that change should be. There are a lot of factors at play, a lot of things to balance. You still have the man in charge who doesn't really get where the world's going, could really be doing moving on as soon as possible, please. Thanks, Bernie. All that kind of stuff. So you've got those problems to contend with. But I like this out-of-the-blue thinking. I mean, F1 journalists seem to have dropped the ball on this one. I don't believe anybody suggested that it would be coming. It seems to be a bit of a bombshell. F1 picked up the hand grenade and just threw it into the audience on Friday. And that's good. Let's have more now. Let's be forced into doing shows every Friday, because these things must be discussed. There's something to actually talk about.
Something to podcast about.
Yes. Yes, and that's what we've got. So we're not back. We're going away again. Thanks for listening, briefly. Do, though, give us your thoughts. We are very keen to hear feedback. Let us know on Twitter, on Facebook, on voicemail, if you have it. I don't know if we could ever necessarily play out those voicemails. I'm not sure if we'd do another show where we could use them, but we will listen to them all the same. If you feel like just venting, by all means, give us a call, 01212887225. We will listen to everything you say. Leave a message in the contact form. We will definitely read that too. Love to hear your thoughts, even if they're just directly to us and to no one else.
Assuming they don't drop another bombshell next Friday and we have to do this all over again, I guess we should meet back here in July and see whether it happens or not.
Looking forward to it. See you then!